The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, a Omaha-based company, Gordman's, announced yesterday that it's filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Lower sales and profits are to blame.
So how many employees does that affect?
5,000.
Mm-hmm. 5,000 here in town.
5,000 employees. I don't know in
stores.
Town. That's well, I
yeah,
guess
5,000 across the board because it's 100 stores that are going to close.
Yeah, but the headquarters are here. Well, I guess that would be, it'd have to be across the board. That's a whole lot of people.
Yeah, I was going to say 5,000 is a lot.
5,000 people, you know, they're talking about liquidating possibly everything in those stores here. And
I haven't been to a Gordman's in a while, but
they
love
just tons of stuff. And you can always, it's the kind of store, you know, that says, Target has this price, but Gordman has this one. It's always, you know, half off.
Yeah, like Big Lots.
Yeah, it used to be.
It started to become kind of like a Big Lots.
Because remember, it used to be the half price store.
Well, a buyer could step in and save the company.
Oh, really?
They're saying, yeah, that a company that Gordman's revealed plans for the sale and liquidation of their inventory, but a bidder, if a bidder could buy Gordman's and take on its more than $130 million in debt.
Wow.
$130 million in debt. The chain's more than 100 stores. Would
you marry a man that was in debt? I mean, not
they
like
say
that.
$130 million in debt? No, I don't know if I would.
About 350 people worked at Gordman's home office as of last year here in Omaha. Okay. So the headquarters are here. They're saying 350 people worked there last year.
I think it's 5,000 across the board. Okay. That's 100 stores. That's a lot of, I mean, you know.
It still sucks,
but I know,
man.
It's a bummer. We've been talking about all of our fond memories of Gordman's growing up, you know, the cool playground equipment that they had. And, I mean, they've gone through a lot of changes, but they've managed to, you know, hang on. But I guess now
it's
just
this?
Been too tough.
They have $7.8 million in outstanding gift cards.
Oh.
That's why I never buy gift cards for people.
Go use them.
Outstanding.
They never get. Yeah, they have $7.8 million in outstanding.
So people
gift
have
cards.
Them, but like nobody's redeemed
unused.
Them.
God, people.
I mean, I know the idea why companies want to sell them because it's a coupon that drives business.
Yes, but in the end, they're also not.
Like
guaranteed.
I have at home two $10 Outback gift cards.
Oh, you gotta go, man! Bloomin' Onion. What are you waiting on?
I got
but
it.
It's a $20 coupon, basically, and we got them like. A year and a half ago. I'm sure there's nothing. You never know what's left on them.
Not all of them.
They don't do that anymore.
Not all of them do. Some
do. Lots of them
still
do.
You're
right. They just have to tell you.
I have to look in the back and then you have to call a number. But there's a couple of them that I had to toss because
I'm just saying, we just saw this with Bricks. Lots of people don't use. When you give people gift cards,
use them.
A lot of times they don't get used.
Of Bricks, the bank ordered liquidation of Bricks is going to include a 2-day auction.
Yeah, you can go buy all that wine. They're like, it's not going to be marked down, though. That bank wants to get their money's worth.
No, I mean, it's not going to be a crazy great deal. But the two Omaha locations abruptly closed in January and then went into bankruptcy and will have its inventory up for grabs April 7th and April 8th. So that's a Friday and Saturday next month.
How do you not make
auction?
How do you not make money on selling wine in Booze Town, USA?
I don't even know.
You're not managing your money, right?
Right.
You're just, I mean, it's just
for lack
overhead.
Of demand.
No, I mean, it's just, it's, you're not pricing it right or you're not managing something right. I mean, I can't speak to what happened in this particular case, but I'm just saying,
It's because Booze Town, in the middle of Booze Town, USA, we have liquor stores everywhere and wine
Bricks
stores
just,
everywhere and everything like that.
Make Bricks work at Midtown Crossing with Jazz on the Green.
I hear ya.
And in the warm weather, those are all wine drinkers.
Yeah.
And it's just made to order. It's just bad management.
Yeah, so food and food service equipment, fixtures, wine bistro equipment, that's all going to be up for sale too. It's not just going to be booze.
I want to buy one of those distribution deals and put it in the kitchen, you know, where people have to, they got to swipe a card.
Keep a mind on the store. Well, and also,
so they
you
can
know, it's
pour
a, good,
a glass of wine. You know?
Would make money
it's a good
there.
Governor for you too.
Didn't you ever have parents that put like a gum machine in your house and your dad would jokingly make you have to put a nickel
Right. That's there's usually like a bowl of pennies.
Parents
would
do
to
that yeah. where, oh, there's no monetary system. What if you put that in? You bought one of those bricks machines and you could get the cards that you have to scan, even though it doesn't really count. Like a rich friend who's got a pinball machine.
Right. Yeah. I would basically have visited your place then once, because then I would be like, I can't afford to hang it. Deacons and drink anymore.
Swipe your card.
Swiped. It gave me a stingy 6 ounce pour. That was the other thing. Like, that was the other thing about those machines is that they're the exact pours. So you don't get that like extra little something from.
And I'll tell you, Molly, that's the reason why I never went.
Right? There is something like when you see in airports, like, yes. you know, airports have the same thing where it's like the clicker.
You're
like, oh, well, this is going to be a totally legit, straight up yeah. drink. Like, there's not going to be any. Green onion.
The easy pour.
Effect. Yeah, exactly.
The safety pour.
The pour where you're like, now this is a generous, because we all know those bars. The yes. bars that are like, you know, you're buying one drink, but really you're getting three because that bartender pours.
That bartender's giving you a wink as he's giving you
yes.
that last second tip.
And guess
right.
what you're doing?
Rounding out the bottle gives you a little bit of.
Yeah, just like a little something
and,
extra because I like
it. And then
ya.
You're coming back.
Right. But you then know? Those ones that have the stingy pours, you're like, oh, man.
Well, we're going to miss you, Gordman's, and we would drink one on you at Bricks if they were open.
They still had service. Convicted murderer Anthony Garcia, he's going to undergo a competency evaluation at the Lincoln Regional Center. So he is facing the death penalty. It's a death penalty hearing that's on hold because of behavior experts are trying to figure out his mental state.
Isn't that funny? They said that he doesn't want to leave his cell.
Oh, he doesn't.
To go to his competency hearing. So they're like, well, then they have to drag him out of his.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
It's a weird deal. All you got to do is walk into court and be a goof.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything.
And then
he
but you stay in jail for it. You go to the puzzle factory.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know. So doctors are going to conduct psychiatric tests down at the Lincoln Regional Center. His lawyers claim he's mentally ill. Prosecutors believe his refusal to speak in court is just a ploy.
To he's say gonna, he's
yeah,
ill.
I mean, he's no. just, you know, they're all whatever. Like, he's playing.
Well,
crazy.
Why would you play silent if you're innocent? They're saying the silence was deafening. Yesterday was the ninth anniversary
oh, was
of
it
his
really?
Murders.
God,
so those family
ago.
Members all go. And they're like, oh, there he is. He's got
like
nothing to say.
The little boy and the woman that, like the nanny. I mean, oh my God, that's just a heartache. That family. I mean, you just, ugh. So Garcia's going to appear later this month before a three-judge panel, and they're going to decide his fate. They're going to decide like yeah. whether or not he faces life in prison or the death penalty for those
Bear
four
cage.
Murders.
Monday was the ninth anniversary of that awful day, March 13th, 2008.
I can't believe that.
When Dr. Bill Hunter arrived home from work at Creighton to find his son and the cleaning lady.
Yeah. Tom
murdered.
And Shirley, yeah. Oh, so sad. So this is going to be, you know, an interesting, you know, whether or not they find him competent could decide his fate. Nearly 6,000 flights have been canceled. Biggest school district in America closed today. That blizzard hitting the East Coast is no joke. 50
Stella.
Million people in 8 states are under blizzard warning. Schools are closed in New York City, Boston, God. Surrounding areas.
I saw that headline, Stella's bringing winter to New York. I literally thought that... Stella has a new beer.
I know. You're like, I got so excited.
I know.
JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark all closed.
If you're flying today, just check. Because even if you're not heading that way, it can affect, like, if that was where your flight, you know, was coming out of or what have you. So, basically, if you're traveling air travel today, be on the lookout. Because Chicago's also
it's
still getting
list.
Hammered with lots of snow.
How much snow?
O'Hare.
Yeah, how much snow came yesterday?
We're looking at anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of accumulation in some areas.
That's already
Chicago.
Come down?
Pardon?
How much came down yesterday?
A couple inches came down yesterday, and then it was a brief pause, and then last night it started back up, and it's been snowing all through the night in Chicago, and there's probably about 5 or 6 inches of snow on the ground.
You guys deserve it. Yeah, all that whining about not getting snow January,
No,
February.
We had a snow drought. It was terrible.
Yeah, so
we
there
went
you go.
80-some plus days without
now you
snow.
Now you got it. Now
I'm
you
happy.
Got
I'm
it.
Fine with it. I mean, I'm
Did you leave
make...
the house yesterday?
I did.
Really?
That's yeah, the
weird.
Kids were still in school.
And so how was it?
It was fine. Yesterday was, well, it's interesting. This is the weird thing, and maybe you guys have noticed this too. It's been so warm lately, and it's been so unseasonably, you know, kind of just, I feel like that part of the reason it doesn't stick is because the ground's still so warm.
Yeah,
I mean, you've
is.
Got flowers and grass and all this stuff coming up.
So did you get your bunny slippers all wet?
I know, I did. I had to like go and put on girl, big girl shoes, go outside, get the kids. I know, now all of a sudden my husband is like the Mr. Panic. Like, do we have bread, milk, and eggs? I'm like, you're not going to starve.
Do you have to worry about the arches in your feet collapsing from the not having a structured shoe on?
It's so weird.
Wearing,
I mean, it's like, hey, take
so
the slipper
often.
Off.
Have
and
you,
it's
have
just...
you seen her feet? They're like cave women feet. They're big old clompers.
Big flat hobbit feet. She can walk on. She can walk on rocks.
You have hurt me today.
She can walk on glass.
She can scale a rocky mountain
without using her hands.
Why?
Remember that? Remember that movie Lone Survivor where Mark Wahlberg got
get home, guys.
Had to battle the Afghanis, but they show how those kids in Afghanistan
they
can run up a mountain like a mountain goat.
Yeah, with no shoes on, you're like, that is just insane.
That's Molly.
That's Molly.
That's me. You're welcome, America. My feet are a national treasure.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so the snow, the blizzard, a lot of flights are canceled. It's a mess. New report projecting the passage of the GOP's health American Health Care Act could result in 14 million people losing health coverage next year. It came out of that nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, so now it's got everybody talking.
The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, said it's a big old turd sandwich. Mm.
So we'll see moving forward whether or not they're going to have to
revise
something.
And
come up with something.
I'm sure they will.
But it would reduce the federal budget, the federal deficit by $337 billion by 2026.
Holy
the problem is that a lot of that gets moved to the states because that they're doing a scaling back. So a lot of the states are like freaking out because they're like, dude, we don't have that money either.
It's not just insurance. It's the big thing is Medicaid.
Yeah. The whole idea of Medicaid.
What they're doing, what we're going to do with Medicaid.
I wonder what they're doing.
They're trying to slash it.
Because right now it's state by state. Medicaid
is supposed to be the unsustainable.
So that's the big push. Change in the way credit scores are computed could be good news for consumers. The nation's three biggest credit reporting agencies are soon going to exclude tax liens and some civil debts from the report. What that translates down to is that the revision could improve consumers' credit scores because they're not going to be taking those into account. So the changes also likely result from new oversight. They're saying a lot of this stuff, in part because Social Security numbers are often redacted for security reasons. That's a lot of the things that like people talk about, you know, identity theft, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make adjustments so people who are arguing this in court, you know, for whatever reason, let's say it's, you know,
a tax lien, huh?
Yeah. So the change by Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion is all part of a plan to make sure consumers' identifications are current and accurate. It's supposed to be a way to adjust for the fact that, you know, identity theft.
Yeah.
And people get their credit scores dinged, and then it's like a huge deal to win it back, you know? Like, they've already changed it.
Takes forever.
So this is supposed to be championing for us, the consumer, to say like, hey, that's not me. You know, somebody did this.
Medical bills and all that stuff are still
data,
on there, right?
The data must include a complete list of a person's name, address, as well as Social Security number and date of birth.
Okay.
Or date of birth.
So
if it doesn't have all of those, if it doesn't have three or four, those which many liens and judgments don't, falls off. They won't look at it.
Right. Really?
Because a lot of times, like in the cases of identity theft, they may get one or two things and they're able to strip it, but they don't necessarily get all the pieces.
Haven't you ever had them when they're fishing for information?
Yes.
That was my ambulance ride in Tennessee where they would call forever. I'd dispute it. I'm like, this is a joke. And they would always try and get
your
information.
Your Social Security number.
Sure,
what are the last four
digits? Last four digits of my... And every time it'd be a different. They were hitting another. So like, I could tell they had one piece.
They
had a name and a phone number.
Yeah.
But they were trying to get the rest. A lot of times I've had that before where they're calling and you can tell they're fishing. Well, give us your date of birth, you know, and you're like, what do you have down there?
Oh my God, we need to get some kind of retinal scanner or something, right?
Yeah.
That's me.
So they're going to get taken.
So these changes are going to take effect July 1st. So this could be good news for a lot of people who sweating.
Yeah, when I get a medical bill and fill out my information, just don't put the right Social Security number down?
That seems like one of the last bastions, the wild, wild west of billing still.
I know.
Damn medicine and paying for your bills.
That medical stuff, man. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is a Big Party Morning Show, streaming worldwide.
Listen online 24/7. Log on now.
Channel 94.1.com.
Last night I had to make it a last minute mad dash to Walgreens.
What did you need?
Can you guess why?
Toilet paper?
No.
Another squatty potty?
No. Probiotics. I noticed
really?
I ran out.
You knew it was something butt related.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is a lot. I knew it was a bathroom issue.
I ran out of probiotics and was like, I can't do this again. Because I don't know, Jeff, you got me on to stuff, and I think it's a fantastic product. It works.
A big pusher.
Yeah, it works good. Pusher. You know? It was just kind of odd. To go, I got to run. Because what happened was I ran out before, and then you kind of forget, and you go a couple of days, and next thing it throws you all off. I don't know what the heck it is.
I
don't know what it is.
Molly, so. The probiotic for men, it's like the NuvaRing for a man's butt.
Ooh.
So disgusting.
Molly's not in the studio. She doesn't have to. It's like a male gymnasium.
Yeah.
Then it became one-sided for a while. I got on the probiotic train. It was like Jeff didn't fart again for 5 years.
And then all of a sudden, was like, hey,
hey, I'll
what's
do
the
it.
Science to you not stinking anymore?
Right.
You guys said you've been off lately. You went with an off-brand probiotic and you've noticed the difference in your fragrance.
I went cheap.
Kind of expensive.
Yeah.
It is. It's not cheap. That's part of the reason why I haven't started probiotics.
So what happens if you start buying stuff on Amazon Prime instead of when it came time to run out of whatever the hell I was buying at Walgreens?
Yeah.
Instead of going 5 minutes back to Walgreens, I was like, I'll buy it online. I'd never bought medicine before on Amazon Prime.
But I did.
And Amazon Prime dials you into popular products where they're like, it's something called like Brand Essentials or Common Essentials is a brand of like Amazon Prime endorsed medication.
Yeah.
And it's just a cheap over-the-counter probiotic. And so then I was like, I got this thing online. It doesn't work. The party's like, me and Wileen did the same thing.
Yes, trying to save some dough on the thing. All right, so we buy.
Doesn't work.
It's $30 for 60-day supply. Well, Wileen and I obviously take them both. I spoke to Wileen.
I know, Wileen's like, great, anyway, I'm so glad you're talking about this.
Every month we have to get it. So I did the same thing with Jeff, and I'm like, well, geez, man, that's $30 a month. I need to go cheaper, so I went super cheap. I think you could buy two or three of them for that price. But, well, man, it didn't do anything.
Why'd you have to make an emergency ring? Like, it doesn't go into effect immediately.
Well, I knew that if I didn't, because this is how it happened last time. If I didn't go get it and just keep it going, I would not get it. I would forget, and I would forget, and I would forget. Or I'd be like, I don't want to spend the money. And next thing I'd be back in fumigating town.
Well, so all it is like,
so
you remember the too much information. Molly, no one in your house does any of that. Like, it's the Jamie Lee Curtis Activia ads. You know, people always make fun of it.
Surprisingly, the kids do it.
It's so all it is putting a healthy flora or fauna in your body.
Yeah.
So it's just a living bacteria. In theory, I guess some of us can get like a unhealthy kind.
Yep.
And all it is putting a healthy
back
because we're living
I've
beings.
I've done it before after like an antibiotic. Like last year, I was on a lot of different antibiotics because I had a really nasty sinus infection.
Yeah,
and the doctor was like, "You really need to get some probiotics because we're basically just killing every sort of microbe, good or bad, you know,
in your body."
And, exactly, and you're going to notice a difference, and so I took some, but the reason I stopped is seriously, it's so expensive. I give it to the kids. Their pediatrician wanted them to take it, and I mean, it's expensive so it's like I'm sort of like cutting back on myself because I'm paying for the kids. Like, I was like, listen, I can't afford for us all to be on probiotics, and so it's got to be you guys,
mom. Your mother is sacrificing for your kid. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh,
another mother sacrifice. Well, that's pretty healthy that the kids, so that's a thing, though. Kids take probiotics.
Yeah, they
it
have.
Seems
if you
funny.
Ever notice in the, if you go by the probiotic section, take a look next time. These little packets.
Like Flintstones chewable probiotics.
I saw those.
They have those, but they look like those. They almost look like sugar packets.
Okay, I saw those.
And you rip them open, and you just stir it into their milk or water or juice, and they just drink it. I mean, it's flavorless. It doesn't taste like anything, but you'll see, like, they'll have, like, Pedia probiotics. It's for baby bellies.
The probiotic aisle is just, at Walgreens, it's just, I mean, you can sit there for 20 minutes if you don't have... your specific brand that you're going to be going for.
You know, oh, you could tell us.
Is that a great place to meet women? Am I not hanging out in the wrong, the right aisle?
I don't have to.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Mama, give some advice. I'm an expert. So don't buy this stuff on Amazon Prime because that apparently is the healthy bacteria that's in taco meat. And that's what...
That's disgusting.
That's what we've been imbibing.
Oh.
Taco meat.
Or whatever type of chili or whatever taco meat.
God. So upsetting.
Man, I'm just telling you.
I don't...
If you link the two lethal weapons of a... appropriate healthy probiotic and a squatty potty.
There's a dip. You bet.
Ain't nothing gonna hold you back.
Oh no, you'll feel light all the time. You know, just light, feeling good.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show,
Channel 94.1.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Nathan.
Hey, Nathan,
what's up, Nate?
Oh, I just heard you guys talking about probiotics earlier, and everybody was saying how expensive it was, and I just wanted to share my very affordable method of dealing with probiotics.
Let's hear it quickly.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I just ferment different kinds of vegetables. So I started with sauerkraut, fermenting cabbage, and cabbage is like 25 cents a pound. And so I can make a bunch of sauerkraut off of that, and you get all the benefits of the probiotics without all the cost, and it's really simple.
How fun for everyone around you.
I was going to say, do you live alone?
I was going to say.
Do you make your dogs?
You will soon.
No, I live at home, and my parents and my family, they enjoy it as well. It doesn't stink up the place like you think it.
You're like a foreign college roommate.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say, you're poor.
That's
parents.
Awesome. All right, so you make your own sauerkraut for probiotic reasons.
Yeah. It's actually really good. At first I was thrown off by the taste. I didn't really enjoy it, but
understandable.
I just mixed it in with salads and whatnot, and it ended up being a really good way to add probiotics to my diet.
So he's basically adding his own homegrown organic good bacteria to his gut.
Yeah,
essentially that's what's happening.
That's pretty crazy. Where'd you get that idea? You just didn't want to spend the dough on the other stuff?
Yeah, I had the same situation. I got an infection in my ankle, and I had to take antibiotics for it, and I wanted to replenish my healthy bacteria. And so I was looking on good ways to do it, and one of my friends told me about this, and then I just did a quick internet search on how to make your own sauerkraut, and it was super easy and ended up being really, really beneficial for me, so yes, maybe it'll be beneficial for somebody else.
Dude, the DIY stuff.
It's
a stomach hack.
Yeah.
You can read online. If you read those deals, you can go down the rabbit hole of people that do what do they call it? A fecal transplant?
Yes.
They like reboot their intestinal tract.
You got to pretty much do it in a hotel room, but
yes.
I know. It's got to be like a zero. It's so bad. There's nothing about it that seems safe.
The cleaning crew comes in after and they're like, did this guy kill a hooker in here?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Hey, man, thanks for sharing your...
Thanks for oversharing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're looking to save some money, it'll work for you, even if it sounds gross.
No, it's all right. I might look into that. Who knows? I mean, if it's all natural, too. I'm not, you know, relying on some pills or something like that. So.
Nate, let us know the next experiment that you work on.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
It's Nate Frankenstein.
He's like, hey, man. Let me totally make weird
next time you call Nate, it's like just his name is Nate Frankenstein.
Down in the beet laboratory. Yeah. His parents are like, I don't know what he's doing down there.
It smells like sauerkraut.
It smells like sauerkraut.
He's never going to move out.
What's going on, Ma, with the celebrity news? What's going on with the stars?
The Bachelor last night, after four TV attempts at love, Neil finally got a lady to say yes.
What do you mean four attempts?
I guess he's been on a bunch of different shows.
Oh, God, yes.
He's just been riding the rails of fame, and now he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, jeez.
So he was worried. So last night he said, will you, to Vanessa? And she was like, oh, my God, it's a massive Neil Lane engagement ring. Yes, of course I will.
Oh, boy.
Was it really?
I get to keep the ring, right? Yeah, it was like this huge ice skating ring. She's like, yeah, I love you, whatever. It's Finland. Let's do this.
Nick Vile, they admitted that they made love in Finland.
Oh, they did? We made love with all of them. We're, I don't want to say made love.
I think he had sex with some of them, but this was the first girl he made love with on the show.
Ooh.
Because it's his fiance.
I remember the first
It's so
time.
Bad. They came out on Jimmy Kimmel, and they're like... So they've been official since Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You know, and how they couldn't tell anybody, mm-hmm. even though they told their parents. And
yeah.
He looks almost like a knockoff Ryan Reynolds, like with the hair.
Don't hurt
and
him.
You're so insulting to Ryan Reynolds.
Do not
right
hurt
now.
Ryan Reynolds.
I'm just saying, I'm looking at a still photograph, and the first thing I thought was, is that Ryan Reynolds? And then I was like, no, that's
very
Nick
complimentary. He's Ryan Reynolds' little brother. Like, he's Ryan the lesser.
Yes, absolutely.
Way lesser.
Right. Did Beyonce let slip that she and Jay-Z are, in fact, expecting twin boys? Before the surprise release of her album Lemonade, she shared multiple photos of lemons on Instagram, you know, so that was like a big hint. Well, prior to announcing last month that she was having twins, she posed in several photos with two fingers up. So everybody was like, oh, that was her tipping her hand that it was twins. Well, now Beyonce has shared a photo on her website that shows her wearing the same earring she wore in her 2008 music video, If I Were a Boy. And so everyone's got, oh my God, is this her saying that she's having twin boys? Which would be unbelievable. So we'll see if her subtlety pays off. No word on when Beyonce's due. I mean, she and Jay-Z announced earlier this year that they're expecting, but they haven't shared when. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.